Father, thank you so much for allowing us to be here today. Thank you so much, Father, for allowing us to go through our trials and tribulations and making sure that we have that close connection with you each and every day, Father. Thank you so much for allowing us to be so freely to come to your feet and place our worries and anxieties at your feet, Father. I just want to say this, Father, and I want to encourage my brothers and sisters, as you have you placed on my spirit and in my heart, the fact of taking back their faith and making sure their faith stays strong walking into another year. And Father, as you put on my spirit these scriptures, we're going to go over Hebrews 11, verse 33 through 35. Then we're going to skip down to verse 39 through 40 in the Amplified Bible. So it says, who by faith, that is, with an enduring trust in God and his promises, subdued kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promised blessings, closed the mouth of lions, extinguished the power of raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness are made strong, became mighty and unbeatable in battle, putting enemy forces to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured to death, refusing to accept release, offered on the condition of denying their faith, so that they would be resurrected to a better life. So we're going to jump down to verse 39. It says, all of these, though that gained divine approval through their faith, did not receive the fulfillment of what was promised, because God had in mind and has something better for us, so that these men and women of authentic faith will be made perfect, that is, completed in Him apart from us. So this scripture today was just to make sure we just walk into another year, and each day you take back your faith. And making sure that the faith that God gave you on day one is the same faith that you continue every day. And I know trials and tribulations and worry and doubt and all of this stuff comes forward. But my fellow brothers and sisters, I know that God is with us and God is always before us. He didn't make sure that nothing happens to you and you made it this far. So that's even more of a blessing. And it reminds you that the world may do one thing, but as follower, we're going to be put to the test and make sure that we're put in a position to deny our faith for God. And that's where we have to be even stronger in the faith to make sure we don't deny God. So I want to leave you with this. So I'm going to go ahead and pray with you. Please close your eyes and lift your hands up high. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much for a wonderful day that you have given us. And thank you so much for allowing the words that came from my spirit that you poured into me. And I ask that the same spirit and the seed that you gave to me, Father, that you poured out to my fellow brothers and sisters, everyone that needs to hear this, receives it, Father. And I ask that anybody that doesn't know about this, they know about this because your spirit leads them to it. Father, thank you so much for the angels that sit at our doorsteps and watch over us in our sleep. And thank you so much, Father, for allowing us to make the puzzle pieces to our life that much more complete because of you, Father. You know, because you created a new thing in us, Father. Thank you. And I just want to say all this thing in your holy name, Father. Amen.